You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And good morning. It is Wednesday, December the 17th of 2025. The WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also, again, if you want to hear or and watch all of our interview segments, including the one we're going to have here in just a moment, you can go to YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Ian, we'll have more from you coming up in just a few minutes. But first, we'd like to welcome to the program one of the candidates for the 7th Congressional District. It's an open seat coming up in 2026 with Tom Tiffany deciding to run for governor. So we'll have primaries on both the Republican and the Democratic side. And one of the candidates on the Democratic side is Fred Clark. And Fred, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
You bet. Good morning, Chad. Good morning, Ian. Good to see you both.
Good morning.
Absolutely. Fred, before we actually delve into the meat and potatoes of the issues of the campaign, a little bit about you. Tell us where you're from. What's the life story of Fred Clark in a very short? we don't have the time for a Ken Burns type documentary here at this point, but maybe a thumbnail sketch on who Fred Clark is.
Okay, well, thanks for that invite and the sideboards there, because I can get rolling. But I grew up in Michigan, but I've been 35 years in Wisconsin, actually 36 years this year. I came here to go to the great UW-Madison to get my degree in forestry and decided I loved the state so much I stuck around. So most of my career in Wisconsin has been working as a forester and land manager. I lived for many years in Baraboo and Sauk County, just south of you. And most of that time, I ran a forestry contracting business doing logging and tree planting and everything else the land needed all over Wisconsin. Just loved that work. I spent 3 terms in the Wisconsin State Assembly representing Baraboo and Portage and some of those communities back in 2008. I got elected with the fellow named Barack Obama, same year, and wonderful experience in public service, learning about how state government operates and learning how to be effective as a representative. I've been a resident of Bayfield County the last 4 years and moved up here to sail more, hunt more, spend more time outdoors, and I've enjoyed all of that till launching this campaign for Congress in October.
That begs the question, you know, being up north and enjoying the beautiful land and the beautiful activities and having served already in office and, having probably a moment in your life where you're able to step back. Why would you jump into the big pool that is congressional politics and run for the 7th Congressional District?
Well, that's a great question. And honestly, I couldn't just sit back and watch what's been happening in America this year without finding a way to be involved. And it really started out watching Tom Tiffany, our current representative in the U.S. Congress, failing to show up, not being available to the public, not holding town hall meetings at a time when huge changes were going on in the federal government and huge changes going on affecting the lives of people that he represented. And I simply knew that we need to do better. We need better leadership in Congress. And I knew that I had something I could offer.
Let me ask you about that aspect of, and I think it's not just Tom Tiffany, but I think it could be spoken about by about a lot of our elected representatives at all levels. The idea that they can basically almost ignore the people and get away with it. That's the thing that kind of drives me a little bit off the wall a bit, because they just do it. They decide, well, I mean, we're going to do what we want to do. We're not going to come and have these town halls. We're not going to really care what a lot of the folks do because in his case, it's been a red district and maybe that can change here with the way things are going. But why do you think that so many, and I'm not, I mean, I think you probably have some Democrats around the country as well that just seem not to engage in the way that I think the whole system is. We celebrate 250 years of the Declaration of Independence in 2026. Why do so many of our current elected officials seem to have almost a disdain for grassroots politics and really engaging with the folks?
Yeah, great question. Well, I'll throw out two reasons. You know, one is the result of gerrymandering, is that we have so many electoral districts in Congress. The vast majority, in fact, are not seen as competitive. They're so skewed to either Republican safe seats or Democratic safe seats that they're not an incentive to show up. You know, Tom Tiffany can think to himself, well, I got a margin of 40,000 votes I can afford to blow. So why bother? I know I'll get elected again. And that happens on the Democrat side, too, in these very safe seats. But the other fact of the matter was the big, beautiful bill and the other changes that were coming out of the current administration this past year were just horrible. People saw that stuff. Federal employees being fired on a Friday afternoon and forced to leave their offices with a cardboard box. The changes to Medicare and the Affordable Care Act, the tariff war, all this stuff is unpopular. And the few Republicans who did hold town halls, they got their hat handed to them, properly so. So it wasn't an easy thing to be a Republican holding a town hall this year. I'll give them that.
We will continue our discussion with Fred Clark, one of the Democrats who is running for the 7th Congressional District seat, currently held by Tom Tiffany. It'll be a very interesting 2026 with an open seat because of Congressman Tiffany running for governor in Wisconsin next year. But more with Fred Clark coming up at 7:22. Up next, it's a top-of-the-hour information update, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh, and we are continuing a conversation this morning with one of the candidates for the 7th Congressional District, Democrat Fred Clark. And one of the areas that you are talking about a lot is rural economy, rebuilding the rural economy, a big aspect of your site. And frankly, again, I think that Tom Tiffany has talked a pretty good game, but has not delivered for the rural folks in a very rural district. You look at the 7th, there's a big landmass, as you well know, having to travel around it. But in terms of really making the lives of the rural residents better, I think a lot is left to be desired. Can you talk about your priorities when it comes to rural issues should you become a congressman?
Sure. Well, that's right. And the 7th CDs, as you said, it's a huge district. All are parts of 26 counties. Wausau and Superior are some of the bigger cities, but predominantly rural small communities. And who provides the jobs in those communities? Well, it's schools and local government, and then it's small businesses, and it's farming and it's forestry. That's our foundation for really the quality of life in our community, is it's what happens in those places. And we need policies that reflect that. We can't go chasing 1,000-foot deep holes in the ground or huge data centers as the sort of job creation for the North. That's not going to be sustainable, and it's not going to be providing the kind of long-term jobs that actually provide community prosperity. This tariff war, you know, the president's tariff war has created chaos for small businesses and manufacturers. I was just up in Wausau last week, Chad, when we talked to you. We'd visited the Sioux ginseng farms and learned about how Chinese markets that they spent years developing they've been more or less wiped out overnight because of the president's tariff policy. Right now, we're landing a gut punch to people in rural Wisconsin because of issues like that and others. And Congress is not doing its job. The goal of Congress is to reflect the people a congressional representative serves. They're not doing their job right now.
One way that a major way a Democrat can win in the 7th, which has not been occurring in the past decade and a half since Dave Obie retired after a long and successful tenure from Wausau in the 7th, is to be able to talk to a lot of these rural voters. And it just feels as though often the eye is taken off the ball when it comes to economic issues to talk about more social issues. How do you try to break through to voters who may not have even considered Democrats in the past 10, 12, 14 years to open their minds up to your pitch? How do you go about trying to reach the voters that you're going to need in order to flip this district?
Well, that's a great question. And for Democrats who have really not done well in rural areas for the last decade or more, we need to learn the lessons, or the party, I should say, needs to learn the lessons that a lot of rural people, they want to know what your policies are, but they want to know who you are. If you feel like you're being preached to or talked down to by some college-educated person out of the cities, well, that just doesn't fly. And so relatability is important. Having a lived experience that people can relate to is really important. I'm somebody who's lived and worked outdoors in Wisconsin for 35 years. That'll always be part of who I am. And then you have to listen. So rather than showing up and telling everybody why they're wrong, any good candidate for office needs to show up and listen. And even with people who disagree with you, my instinct is to look for that common value. What are the things we can agree about, and how do we start a conversation from there? Most of us agree that we want to live in prosperous communities where everybody does well. Well, let's start the conversation there and figure out the best ways to get there.
Another topic that you highlight, both on your website and I think in your campaign, is healthcare, and that is headline news this week. In fact, just a couple of nights ago, I went back. I'm on the exchange. Okay. I renewed same healthcare that I have this year. My premium is $307. Next year, it's $877. I pushed it back. I did not look at it until last evening. And you talk about the term sticker shock, and I know that I'm not the only one out there. How do you look at the healthcare issue? Also, again, I think I'm going to try to broaden it a little bit in terms of talking to the people of the 7th that you need to have listened to you. Are they at the point, whether it is tariffs, whether it's healthcare and other issues that are pocketbook issues, where it is truly, you talk about inflation, that's inflation. I was starting to think, where am I going to cut back? Because that's a lot of money over a year.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw that out there. There's a lot there, but it's pretty crazy.
It's crazy. And it's terrible politics from their standpoint and from the president's standpoint. Unbelievable to me that they think this is the strategy that's going to help them get reelected next year. But you are not unique by any means, Chad, especially for older Americans. I don't know how old you are, but let's say you're over 50. If you're between 50 and 64.
You're good. You're right. You're right in the right, right in the right ballpark there. I'm 55. We'll throw it right out there so you don't have to guess.
Perfect. 2 years ago, I was on the Affordable Care Act. So everybody in that age group is seeing massively increased premiums because of the failure to renew those credits. To do that, I believe, would have cost America something like $380 billion. If you recall, the Big Beautiful Bill was something like $3.4 trillion that they were going to add to the national debt so they can pay for these tax credits. We couldn't find barely a tenth of that to continue these tax credits while they can come out with a new plan to fix the Affordable Care Act that they've never done in 10 years. It's terrible politics. It's terrible for people who are seeing the increases you're talking about. You have to make a choice whether you're going to mine your retirement savings to remain covered or you're going to drop coverage. That has an effect that stresses the entire rural healthcare network. So these clinics are going to be more likely to close or limit their hours or see providers leave the area. And guess what? That affects everybody. So it's a terrible policy choice from their standpoint, and it's hurting people. They got 2 days to fix it. At this point, it doesn't look like a good bet that they're going to.
Coming up at 7:52, a few more minutes with Fred Clark, candidate on the Democratic side for the 7th Congressional District. Bottom of the hour information update, including the farm report and a whole bunch more coming up. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. Part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I am Chad Holmes, joined by Ian Welsh. And we're continuing a conversation with Fred Clark. He is one of the candidates for the 7th Congressional District as we get closer and closer to campaign 2026. In fact, it's underway already, as it's an open seat because Tom Tiffany is leaving to run for governor of Wisconsin. But a few more minutes here with Fred Clark. Generally, affordability. And yeah. I mean, it's almost, I chuckle because we just hear about talking the talk and walking the walk. And for all this time, for the last year, it was about, they were pounding on that inflation issue where, and frankly, there's so many layers to it, I think, in the post-COVID world that the United States handled it, I think, as well as anybody. But what perception is reality. And then Donald Trump and Republicans said, hey, in day one, we're going to make things more affordable. And now they're saying it's all a Democratic hoax. I mean, in terms of, again, talking the game, and I think that Tom Tiffany is one of those Republicans that has been able to talk the game. And at the same time, affordability for so many folks in rural areas and whether or not, or in cities in the 7th Congressional District have not been helped by these policies. You mentioned the tariffs and the incredible hurt that's been going on. Now we see the health care numbers. I mean, in terms of the amount of money that goes into that and generally meat prices and everything else. Yeah. Affordability, what does it mean to you? What do you think that can be done? What kind of policies would you try to push forward in terms of trying to make the day-to-day budgetary lives of people in the 7th better?
Well, great question. Short answer and then long term.
Sure.
Short answer, let's stop doing stupid stuff. And I was talking with a business owner of a retail store in Marshfield last week. He's selling sports paraphernalia. All of his product comes from China, 98% of it. And all of it is getting slapped with a tariff. Only some of that he can pass on in his prices. But for most business owners that are paying tariffs, they have to eat a lot of that cost. And what we have here is effectively a national sales tax. That's really hurting businesses and consumers. Long-term, you look at the ability of somebody who's working hard, maybe they're making $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year. Well, you're not below the poverty line, but cost of your mortgage, the cost of your health care, the cost of childcare if you have young kids, the cost of a college education, all of that dramatically higher than it was a generation or two generations ago. And yet people's ability to lead the kind of normal life that our parents might have had or the people before us is just harder and harder. And you know what? Democrats have to take responsibility for some of that too. Too much corporate influence has prevented us from having the kind of policies that would restrain costs and honestly keep corporate America from becoming some of the richest corporations in the world. Well, we're all paying for it.
And we're going to be able to talk to you, I hope, very soon again on some other issues. We only have a few minutes left, and you bring up an issue that has kind of been, I think, something I've been talking a little bit about. And it's the Democrats and the corporate influence there. And just earlier this week, I mentioned on the program, I saw an announcement from the Democratic leader in the House, Akeem Jeffries, an AI Democratic task force or something along those lines, with a bunch of very corporate AI money people friendly folks.
Okay.
And AI is a big issue for me, and it's too much, I think, right now to get into it. But look at a case where it feels like they're trying to buddy up again to some of the Silicon Valley money that went to Donald Trump a year ago and trying to play this 3D chess in some way.
Yeah.
It seems to be a little bit too cute for my taste.
Yeah.
The kind of Democratic Party you would like to be part of in Washington. Could you talk a little bit about that? Because I do think that there is a lot of frustration from folks here in central Wisconsin sometimes when it comes to the fight within many national Democrats.
Yeah, that's the identity of the party is at stake here. And we need to re-identify. What you're describing, the big Silicon Valley money, they are investing both ways, no doubt. And of course, what they're smelling there is the likelihood of a Democratic majority in Congress next term. But they're all the same people that bankrolled this president and the Republican majority that's in place now. And they're the ones that want to build AI data centers. And you know what we haven't had in our society really is a national conversation about what AI is going to mean mm-hmm. for jobs and the economy. And good gosh, even the ability to read and write. So I'm not taking corporate money in this campaign, and I want to stand very firmly as somebody who it will be supported by the people I want to represent. But that reckoning is coming, and Democratic Party's got a lot to answer for on this history, and I hope we can get more into that in a future show.
I think that's one area. There's another area. I just think about general morality in government that has gone sideways. I worry about the current students in our society that see leadership that is not moral, that is not good leadership. I mean, there's so many different areas that somebody like yourself who gets into a race like this has to think about. I mean, there's so many other things, and that's why we're going to have, I think, a longer term conversation, because I do think so many of these things that don't get talked about enough need to be talked about in a way that people can understand. And I imagine that's one of the big things that you have to do during this campaign is to talk about important issues in a way that people can really grasp hold of.
It absolutely is. And I want to be part of a government that's moral, part of a government that believes in the fundamental dignity of every human life, even when we have to arrest people or put them through the criminal justice system. We are failing that test in so many ways right now. And just yesterday, you know, the president's awful public statement about the death of Rob Reiner and his wife in California, it's just unconscionably horrible thing for a president of anybody to say, let alone our president. And we have to reclaim a standard of civil conduct in this country over the head of this current president, who has no idea how to do that.
Fred Clark, candidate for the United States House of Representatives, District Number 7 in the state of Wisconsin. We've just scratched the surface here of so many different issues. So hopefully once we get past the Christmas and New Year's holiday, we'll get you back on, because there's so many other questions that I have, and I'm sure that you'd like to talk about as well. But it's been very nice to be able to talk to you here. And again, enjoy your holiday season, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
You too, Chatney, and all the best. And thank you. We'll see you soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
That is Fred Clark again, a candidate for the 7th Congressional District. Top of the hour news coming up, followed by more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, and the Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Thanks again to Fred Clark, who is great to talk to the candidate for the 7th Congressional District. We will continue to bring in folks that are candidates, talk about those issues as we get into 2026. Ian Walsh across the way. Nice start here this morning. Actually got some sunshine and 28 degrees.
Temperature was pretty good this morning. It wasn't
absolutely
too cold.
We have the number for the day quiz coming up, but right now it's time to continue our WXCO holiday giveaway.
Yes, it is.
As we are throughout the run-up to Christmas, giving you a chance to win prizes courtesy of our friends and our partners with this great promotion. And today, you get a chance to double up. Yep, it's a special Double Up Wednesday. And we are going to give you an opportunity. And by the way, if you've already won, you can't win again for this contest. You can only win once during the holiday giveaway.
Sorry, rules are rules.
I know, rules are rules. But today we're going to give you an opportunity to win a $50 gift card from Whimsy and Wonder Toys here in downtown Wausau, and also a Friday fish fry from Homestead on 52. So a double chance here to win.
Double deal.
Yep, awesome. So two great prizes. You do have to pick up your prize from the respective business, so they'll be expecting you. Mm-hmm. But a $50 gift card from Whimsy and Wonder Toys and a Friday fish fry from Homestead on 52. What number caller should we take?
How about, let's do caller number six. We'll do caller number six today.
All right, caller number six will be the winner. 715. What is the number?
814.
814-9330. 715-814-9330. Again, that's your number to call in. 715-814-9330 for your chance to win. Doggone it. Sometimes the mind does not work. It's right there. 715-814-9330. Caller number six will win a $50 gift card from Whimsy and Wonder Toys and a fish fry from Homestead on 52 as part of our WXCO holiday giveaway. So call in right now. Ian is waiting. He is our operator, waiting for you to call in and win here this morning. Hey, coming up tomorrow morning, we're going to get an opportunity to speak with Sean Wright from the Grand Theater. I know they are in the midst of one of their busiest times of the year. They're going through the holiday seasons. They had the Alterberg Christmas show just this past weekend. They have so many other great shows as well. So Sean Wright from the Grand Theater, and also it's always fun to talk to Sean because we always find out something that's sort of interesting, find out about some of the famous folks they run into, some of the interesting stories in terms of getting these folks to come to Wausau. So again, as we do every other Thursday, we'll have an opportunity to talk to Sean Wright. Also, make sure that tonight from 6 to 8 p.m., you have an opportunity to tune in for the Big High School Sports Show right here on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. BJ Brandt and myself will be talking about what's going on in high school winter sports, boys and girls basketball, boys and girls hockey, plus special guests. We'll be joined by Mosinee girls basketball coach Josh Howell at 6:30 p.m. and then Wausau West Warrior High School senior hockey standout Chase Crass at 7:06. So that is tonight. The Big High School Sports Show. You can also catch the Big High School Sports Show live on our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube, and be able to watch and listen to the show as well. So, again, the Big High School Sports Show coming up tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. I see Ian is taking our caller, and we'll have a winner here coming up in just a moment, and it gives me a chance. I got to find the number for the day because I haven't found it yet. So let me scroll here. There's so many different numbers that you can go with, and Ian needs a W today because he is 0-2 so far this week, and of course he needs to get at least 2 out of 5 to have a passing grade. He needs to get 3 out of 5 for a winning week, 4 out of 5 for an A grade, and of course, 5 out of 5 is for a perfect week, A plus week as well. So he is just getting the information from our winner, and then he'll be joining us here to do the number for the day quiz. And make sure you tune in every day until Christmas Eve for your opportunity to win with our WXCO holiday giveaway, and we have so many terrific businesses that we're teaming up with and your chance to win. So tune in during the course of our morning reports, during the WXCO morning report, 652, 722, 752, and 822, and during one of those segments we'll give you an opportunity to win. And hopefully Ian can get here real quickly before we run out of time this morning as he's getting the information for our winner. And Ian, if you can hear me, have him hold for just a moment. Can you, you know, have him hold for a moment, then we can do our number for the day if you can hear me. So He's still talking. It's like, oh, we're going to run out of time here. But though sometimes, have him hold for a moment, Ian. Oh, boy. Come on, Ian. We need you. Come on here. Have him hold. Have him hold. Just hold on for a second. Actually, we're out of time. We're out of time. We can't do it. Ian, we're going to have to do it tomorrow.
I apologize for that.
Yeah, should have had him hold and then come back to him. But
I know. I don't know how to do
it. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.